Hey, Matt. It's John.
What's happening, John?
Hi. Did you follow up with him? What'd he say?
Yeah, he said it should be a go. He said it sounds good.
That's what I thought. I'm like, nobody's going to make you a better deal than that. You can't just put yourself up there whenever. So I figured it would
right.
be a go. So I'm going to create your guys' Google business profile for you. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. They're going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And I'm going to need the little five-digit number on the back of it when you get it. What's the street address that I could send that to?
15293 County Road 24, Fayette, Ohio, 43521.
Okay. And then is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation for the business? Like, how did you want them listed?
Probably 7 to 5, I guess.
7 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends, too?
Yeah. We'll just put Monday and Friday, Saturday's off, you know, depending on the work.
Okay. Saturday's off. Sunday off is too, as well?
What's that?
Sundays are off also?
Sundays, yes. I don't work on Sundays.
Okay. And you said it was County Road Dunbar?
2424.
Oh. Interesting. You got a lot of, must be a long road, huh? There's a lot of addresses that popped up on that street.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because part of it's 66, State Route 66 is part of it, so.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right, so the profile verified. Then what's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of that discounted pricing structure I gave you. So you'll have a service agreement that says that you're getting that $249 deal locked in as long as you're with us. I also included the website for you guys. It's no extra charge.
Okay.
I know you said your son was working on it when I talked to you, but I don't know how that's going to turn out, so I gave you guys the option to have a professional build it, too. So if you like what he builds, then we can go with that. If not, then we can always switch it. It's not going to cost you anything extra. I just want to make sure you guys have a good one.
All right. Yeah. No, that sounds good.
Okay. But what's your business email address?
You have my email that you got on there. It's Matt Motes. We haven't created one yet, so, you know, we're trying
okay,
to...
Okay, we could use the personal.
All right. Yeah, it'd be my one that you already got, so...
Yeah, I'm not going to send it to, or, like, show this to the public. It's just more so for us to send you, like, your receipt, the outline of the agreement, and then the login information for the tracking system, so that way you guys can track the leads that we're bringing in for you.
All right.
Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Cash and checks. I don't
cash
we haven't set up. Like you said, we're just new starting, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a couple years, but we've never done card.
Okay. Well, if you ever get like a Square reader or like a merchant processing, just let me know. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension again. Just let me know, and then I could always add that to the site or the Google business profile. But I like to let the customers know if they want the convenience to use that card that they have to pay the percentage that the bank charges you for the transaction. So whenever we cross that bridge, I'll put that on there.
Okay.
All right. And then for some reason, your email's bouncing back. I tried to do a test. What's the exact email? It's just Matt.
It's mattmotes00@gmail.com.
How do I spell your last name? Maybe I'm spelling it wrong. Is it M-O-U-T-S?
M-O-A-T-S. But it's Motes.
Got it. That's the problem. I put it with a U in there, and it kept showing as invalid. I got it. Now it's showing valid. And Matt, obviously, is short for Matthew, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. I'll always call you Matt, but I just want to make sure the paperwork matches up. All right, so I got your business profile all set up. In terms of securing your first month payment, how did you want to do that?
How you do card, MasterCard.
Okay, and it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, so let me make sure I have the business name on there. CM Excavating and Lawns LLC. All right, and then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending that Google PIN verification letter?
Correct.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, 5580120024865.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
3/28.
And then three-digit code on the back.
806.
Okay. What's your schedule looking like for the rest of today?
Not too bad. I mean, I should be able to answer phone most of the time.
Okay. You think if I circle back with you here at like 12 or 1, that we could do a client interview? It takes about 30 minutes.
Well, driving truck is the biggest thing. I mean, we can try it, see.
I could always try for the afternoon, too. I mean, I could do like 5 to 6 if you want to wait till the end of the day.
Yeah, or if I get time earlier, I can give you a shout and we can go from there. You know, if you have time then, I guess.
Yeah, so we're a company, so it's going to be another representative that does this with you. From our company.
Okay.
So they'll call you and they'll walk you through it. It's just set questions that help us like get all the services you provide. That way we're listing you properly, get an idea on how you'd want your website to look, and then obviously go over the service area too. I don't want to send you anywhere that you don't want to go. So they're going to really like help me customize how you're being listed. We asked for an hour window to complete it. So that's why I was saying I could do like 12 to 1. I could do 1 to 2. I got a 2 to 3, I have a 4 to 5, a 5 to 6, and a 6 to 7 slot.
Probably 4 to 5 should work.
4 to 5 would be the best? Okay. I'm going to send you a text at 3 o'clock just as a reminder, okay? If anything pops up in your schedule, I could always reschedule it. Just let me know when that text comes through.
Yep.
But I would like to get it done before we go into the weekend because I can have these guys work on everything over the weekend, and then I got some stuff I could show you by Monday, Tuesday as far as, like, the website and everything.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. I have a whole team here that's going to help with fulfillment. All right. And then I got to walk you through a 60-second recording called a voice verification, and then you're basically good to go. I have to actually, before I do this, let me send you the form for Google verification. Do you have like license, insurance, and everything?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Insurance.
Okay. Over the weekend, I'm going to need you to send that in. I don't think the license is required, right? It's just the insurance that you want.
Yeah, basically the insurance.
Yeah. So send that in. If it's not required by state, you don't got to send it in. It tells you right at the bottom of this form. I'm going to send you the form for Google verification. You fill it out. It tells you right at the bottom, though, if you're missing anything, don't worry about it. We're a premier Google partner. We're right next to the Google headquarters, so we can always just get on a three-way call and verify you over the phone if we have to.
All right.
Okay, but try to send in what you do have because we're going to put a little badge on your Google business profile, and it lets people who are searching for your services in the area know that, you know, you're a verified contractor. And that gives them a lot of peace of mind. They're not hiring some rinky-dink guy that just started a business overnight. You know?
Right.
Yep. All right. So here comes the paperwork, and then you also get the receipt. And then while we're waiting on the paperwork to come through, I'll go through this voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay, Matt?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
CM Excavating and Launch LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Matthew Moats, president.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
We know what you currently have, Matt. The reason they put that in there is just we don't want you to, like, pay for something that you already have through us or create, like, a duplicate listing. Like, if you have two Google
Correct.
Business profiles, it causes a discrepancy if there's anything else that has to do with, like, your name, address, phone number floating around as a duplicate. So if you're not sure,
okay.
just double-check with me, and I can verify. But you shouldn't need anything else, honestly. The reason this package is normally $500 a month is because it has the website, you know, it has Facebook ads, it's got Yelp, it's got Yellow Pages, you got Thumbtack, you're on Amazon Alexa, you're on Bing, and of course that first page placement on Google is the moneymaker. So, I mean, I tried to cover all your bases and turn us into like a one-stop shop. That way you don't have a headache or your head spinning on who you got to call when it comes to like your online marketing for the company.
Okay.
All right, and then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the service for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 8th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249. As I promised you earlier today and yesterday, this pricing structure is going to be locked in indefinitely. So when the term is completed, it's going to set up to auto-renew each month on the 8th today, but you'll keep that discounted price at $249 for as long as you're with us, okay? Now, it does state in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or any funny business like that. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle, and then we part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but just full disclosure there. Now,
right.
I see that the paperwork should be there. If you go to your texts, you'll see two different ones with links in it.
All right, just a second.
Okay.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
All right. Yep,
yep.
I see him.
Okay, perfect. So one of those is the outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on the bottom of that when you get a chance. It's just you sign, or you just type out your first and last name once you go through it. And then the other one is that Google verification form that I talked about. You could work over that on over the weekend. Okay. And then we got our client interview scheduled between 4 and 5 this afternoon. Now, I know you said your son, you asked your son, and he's like your partner. One thing I did want to do that I put in my notes here is I wanted to add him to this profile, and then I wanted you to share my information with him. So that way we could kind of keep him in the loop. If he needs help, like, getting into the tracking system or if he wants to change something on the website, anything, you know, if he wants to swap out a service that you guys are providing on the first page, I want to give him access to everything. So what's his, first name?
Chase.
Chase Moats. And then what's his, phone number?
Right offhand, I don't know it.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up. So, but yeah,
okay.
I mean, he might be there when we do the call. If I get
okay.
home about that time. He should be home
okay.
about that time, I think, but
okay.
that way we can do it
no,
all together.
Works. Yeah, I'll put a note in there because, again, it's going to be with a different representative this afternoon, but I'll put a note in there to make sure they get Chase's phone number from you guys. I'll just put his name down.
Okay.
That way, if he ever calls in, we know who it is and what business he's calling for, and it's not just like, who the heck are you?
right, yeah, most definitely, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I want to keep him in the loop. But you could always share my number with him in the meantime. We have 24/7 customer service, so even if it's on the weekends, there's always somebody here to help you. But if you guys want to call me directly, I'll still be here with you, kind of walking you through everything until I see you got the hang of it and the reviews are coming in and everything, and then I'll kind of back off and let you guys do your thing.
All right. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you. You made a great decision today. I'm telling you, this is going to save you so much money in lead fees over the course of the year, and I'll drive more traffic to you guys, too, with having you on multiple different things, not just Google, but Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook. You know, we'll have multiple different ways of keeping you guys busy. So I'm looking forward to working with you.
Right.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you at 4, okay?
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.